That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, we're Carlene and Jill, hosts of Breaking Beauty Podcast, the show all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty.
On our show, you're going to find hella inspiring guests like Emily Weiss of Glossier,
and you'll get beauty tips galore from the top pros in the industry, like Kim Kardashian's makeup guru, and you'll hear skincare secrets from the likes of Dr. Pimple Popper.
Plus, you'll get shopping help with our Damn Goods episodes, where we review the latest products hitting store shelves to let you know what's actually worth your money.
Listen every Wednesday to Breaking Beauty Podcast.
Welcome to Real Pod. It's your host, Victoria Garrick, and this is the podcast where we hold nothing back.
Oh, so we're getting deep, huh?
I really cried for 12 days straight.
Why do I want to be perfect? There's nothing in my life that is perfect.
Every week, I'll bring you honest, unfiltered, and eye-opening conversations to help uncover the real in all of us.
I crave the type of content that you're talking about.
I actually felt insecure.
Oh my God, am I going to cry?
Let me just unload everything.
New episodes every Wednesday. Leave those filters at the door because it's time to get real.
My wife, Victoria. This is my wife, Vic. Vic is my wife. Hi there. This is my wife, Victoria.
Oh, this is just my husband, Max.
Gonna take some time to get used to that.
Yes.
But I can.
Oh my God.
Promise you that.
We need to practice. So Max and I are literally in the car right now, driving home from our wedding.
I got right hand on the mic, left hand on the steering wheel.
We're eyes on the road, though. Eyes on the road.
We're good to go. Yeah, we're dialed.
Had no other time that we were going to be able to give you guys a little recap, and I really wanted to give you an update. So glad we're fitting this mini in. And if we sound kind of like unenthused, it's not that we're not super happy to be married. I'm exhausted. Are you?
Yeah, if it sounds like my voice is a little hoarse, it's just because we were getting after it on the dance floor Saturday night. So sorry, not sorry, but we're good to go.
We're here to give a little recap on our wedding, which it was truly amazing. It was really the best thing ever.
It was unreal the whole weekend. Seriously, could not have drawn it up literally any better.
It's so wild because I just have so many emotions. I was telling Max and people too, like, it's weird. You have all this excitement and this energy and this anticipation for this day. You spend forever planning it. And then the day is happening and it's like, I feel like my strongest emotion was relief that the day is here and like all is well, but relief like lends itself to tired or like exhausted or like chilled. Yeah. And so it was like a mix of that with then also feeling so grateful, feeling so blessed, feeling everything is so surreal that I feel like it blended and I was just kind of in this mush of like, I don't know, it was like out of body, like you're living a dream.
Yeah, out of body is a perfect way to put it. Like the nerves are there. It's definitely not relaxing, of course, but there's just so much buildup for literally 12 months. For you, it's like your entire life.
Right.
Build up for one day that I feel like those emotions are normal, but it definitely took a lot out of you.
And people say your wedding will go by in a blink, like your wedding day will go by in a blink. It was literally the longest day of my life. And I know that usually when people say the longest day of their life, it's a negative connotation because time flies when you're having fun. I had a great time, but it was, I felt like I was present and I was absorbing literally every second. It was slow, but not in a negative way. You know what I mean?
Well, that's one thing we were really intentional with going into the weekend is taking a step back, taking a moment, taking it all in. And it's like one thing to say that. It's really hard to do in the moment, like, oh, take it all in, take it all in. Well, that's like easier said than done. But we did at a few times during the reception, step back, take it all in, see our loved ones interact with each other, which is super cool, seeing people from the Garrick side, the Brown side get along, our friends from hometown and college and adult life get along, even at the ceremony, like looking out into the crowd, so to speak, and just trying to take it all in. It was perfect.
Yeah, no, you're right. We made an intention to do that and we did a good job of it. So if we're giving everyone a little gist of our wedding weekend schedule, we started with a Friday night rehearsal dinner and then a welcome party with the guests. And this was great because we got to see everyone, say hello, you know, get to see and hug our guests so that on the actual wedding day, it wasn't like, you know, I was walking down the aisle making eye contact with someone I hadn't seen in 5 years. And then at the reception, it's like so overwhelming. Everyone wants to see you. I thought it was really nice to kind of say hello and get that out of the way. Don't you agree?
It was also great for our guests too. So we got those hellos out of the way, yeah. But then our guests got to know everyone. And you mentioned the Friday night party, but there was also hanging by the pool Friday during the day. So when people flew in, they got to hang out, have a good time. And there wasn't like, hey, you're meeting someone for the first time Saturday night on the dance floor. That was so cool because
Right. Waking
up Saturday, everyone's homies now, which was great.
True. And Max and I really wanted like a lot of love to spark from our wedding. And so we just wanted everyone to kind of get to know each other, you know, set your sights.
Yeah, I don't know if that happened.
But, make your mark. Yeah, we don't know if real true love was found at the wedding, but fun was definitely found for a lot of people.
Definitely a good time.
And then actually the night before the wedding, so I had a sleepover with Aubrey, my maid of honor. And I've literally dreamed of the sleepover my entire life. Aubrey and I have always talked about the sleepovers before our weddings, before our weddings. And it was I don't want to say weird, but Aubrey was like sobbing. You know, she's like, our friendship and your wedding tomorrow. And like, she felt so emotional. I felt nothing. I wasn't anxious. I wasn't excited. I literally felt nothing. And I slept like a log for 8 hours. It was kind of weird. And I don't know. I was trying not to judge myself the entire weekend. Like I was trying to make an effort of, you know, when I felt a thought come in, like you should be feeling this way, you should be doing this or that. I was just like, you know, well, this is how I am. So let's not try to judge it, assess it. Let's just be with whatever it is. But it was so funny. And Aubrey was making fun of me. She was like, are you a robot? Where is Vic? I was just like, I'm kind of tired. Like it just felt like any other night. Isn't that weird? How'd you feel?
It's weird, but I have a feeling the roles are going to be so reversed when Aubrey's day comes and
I know. I literally feel like I'm going to be able to enjoy my best friend's weddings more. Not that I was able to enjoy my own, but like, I don't know. It's so out of body. Yeah. You're thinking and processing so many things. I mean, I don't know. And I was really anxious the week before the wedding, like could not sleep, pit in my stomach, like a knot in my stomach. So I definitely had the ability to be compare and contrast and be like, okay, I'd rather be feeling nothing than like that pit in my stomach when I can't sleep, you know?
Totally. Totally.
How'd you feel the night before the wedding? What'd you and Nick talk about? Max slept with his best man too.
Yeah. Friday night was just like super grateful, like tons of gratitude for just everything. And that night was so special because that's like the first night you're seeing people that I knew when I was fresh out of the wrapper, like born at day one to people I, you know, met recently. And then that was awesome. But then I woke up and I was anxious that morning. I did not have a great night's sleep.
Really?
To me, I was thinking about my vows and like, are they right? And cause I didn't really have anyone edit them. And then also like the first dance, to be honest, was looming over my head. I was like, gosh, I can't screw up the steps. Like
stuff. That's so
and so I would practice in the hallway like late morning. So I was definitely anxious, but like it genuinely felt, and this is what's trippy. And maybe this is just a Max Brown thing, but it felt like a football game day. Like literally you're waking up, like we're in a hotel, like you're having your pregame meal with your boys. Like that's what we did. And it's probably just something that I did in my own head, but all good energy, no bad energy at all.
Something that I squeezed in and made time for in the schedule my wedding morning was actually a recommendation from one of my good friends, Chloe, and she did this with her sister on their wedding day, is spend like an hour in the morning with your mom, whether it's your grandma, your maid of honor, and just like be present and have like an hour where you're just like sitting together. And it was so emotional. So in the morning, I felt emotions. Like I was bawling. I gave my mom a gift. She gave me a gift. My yaya gave me something to put in my dress pocket. Aubrey was there. I mean, that was like a really beautiful, sweet morning. So I highly recommend for anyone with a wedding coming up, carve in an hour in the morning to just be with like the very few family that you want to be with.
The dress pocket was all time.
I know,
Vic,
yeah.
Vic out of nowhere at the altar Saturday at 5:09. Beautiful, stunning dress, huge. Whips out this baby little pocket by her right hip.
Well, I was crying and I needed my handkerchief and it was in my pocket. I didn't realize everyone would be so mesmerized by the fact that I had a pocket.
Did you plan that?
What do you mean plan it?
No, did the pocket come with the dress?
No, the dress came with the pocket. Speaking of the dress, what did you think? Okay, what did you expect me to wear? And when you saw me at the top of the stairs, like, well, yeah, what were your...
I knew you would have something classic, elegant, is traditional appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew you would not go crazy mode or get super out there on things, but I was blown away. But that's the thing is, like, from a dude's perspective, I would like to think I appreciate the dress, but, like, I'm staring at your face the whole time.
Aww.
And, like, seeing you get a little emotional down the aisle, at that point, I was already emotional. Guys, I was emotional the whole weekend.
I know, sweet Max shed more tears than me.
I started crying Friday night when my brother gave his toast, and then one of my best buds, Alex Wood, gave his toast, and Nat Marsh, her toast.
Yeah.
I had Nostalgic Brown was out all weekend, but you walking down the aisle with the stairs, all our friends and family right there. And actually, when your mom first walked down the aisle, like a couple people behind me, and she was crying, that did it for me. That started the
Why
the emotions.
Did that do it for you? Just
the significance of the moment, like, sinks in.
Right.
We're getting married, and, like, your brother was right behind your mom, and
everyone walking down was to Love Story by Taylor Swift, obviously. And it was like a slowed down version. So it was like, doo, 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 doo. Okay, well, I'm like rushing through it because I don't want to keep singing. But when my dad and I were up at the very top of the stairs, but I could hear. And so when I heard that song start, I was like, oh my gosh. And my dad and I are standing up there and I'm just knowing that everyone's kind of walking down the aisle. And then when that song stopped and then Cannon and D started, and it was like the guy who was up there, Craig, was like, okay, as soon as you hear the music, you guys are going to go. And it was like, it's like,
so are you looking out and like looking over everyone?
No, I couldn't see anyone until I heard Cannon and D start, which is, in my opinion, like the most beautiful song to walk down the aisle to. I always knew I'd walk down the aisle. Yes, I love Taylor Swift and she was our first dance. She was the song for the bridesmaids, but I've always wanted Cannon and D to be playing while I walked down the aisle. It was beautiful.
It was unreal.
And then, yeah, my dad and I turned the corner and it was just like, oh shit, this is happening.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely was feeling all the butterflies in my stomach. I had tears in my eyes before I even stepped outside. I was trying not to cry because my makeup, okay, I loved my makeup. Shout out to Chloe Rose. She absolutely killed it. I've never felt like my face has been more beautiful in my life than when her angel hands touched it. And shout out to Bradley Leak, who did my hair. I did two different hair looks. They were both amazing, amazing humans, so attentive, so patient. Literally, it was just amazing. And so I felt so beautiful.
How'd you swing the two hair looks?
Well, I knew I wanted my hair up for the ceremony because I just feel like it's classic and very bridal. And I wanted to do that, but I knew I didn't want it up in a bun for the reception. So we integrated like a 15-ish, 20-minute little thing after the ceremony where I would go get my hair fixed. And a lot of people were saying, like, you're not going to want to do that. You're just going to want to be with Max, enjoy the wedding. And I was like, so down to go get my hair changed. It was totally fine.
Yeah, it was great for you. I was told to be back down in 15 minutes.
I'm
I was there.
I'm so sorry.
I was down in the little ceremony area waiting for Vic to come.
Don't make me feel bad, Max. And I
just got married and then I was just kicking it with your little cousins who were like,
Max, that breaks my heart that you spent 15 minutes waiting for like this photo thing that I ended up canceling.
Yeah,
and
Vic
we didn't
never
have
showed.
Our phones. Okay, well, so we didn't
do it. It was all good, though. It was all good.
We didn't do a first look, so we had to squeeze in all these photos in like 45 to 50 minutes after the ceremony, which honestly was fine. I was stressing about it like, oh my gosh. Even my photographer, who I love, Rebecca Yale, shout out, the best wedding photographer ever. She's the best. I don't even have words for how amazing she is. But it was funny. She was like, are you sure you don't want to do a first look? And I was like, I know it would make life so much easier for us and for everyone. But no, I don't want to. And I'm so glad we didn't. Wasn't that so special to see me at the top of the altar?
Yeah, it was perfect. Yeah.
This special wedding episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens. Max and I have literally already packed our Athletic Greens travel packs for Italy. We will definitely be bringing them. Oh my gosh. Major. When you go to another country or you travel, it's like you just want to stay in your routine. And I have Athletic Greens every single morning. So we had to pack our travel packs. In case you don't know what Athletic Greens is, it is a greens powder. And with just one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens adaptogens to help you start your day right. So this special blend of ingredients, it supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, all the things. I personally love Athletic Greens because it is that mental check of, okay, I gave my body some of the most important nutrients that it needs. As an intuitive eater, I don't like to have to, you know, count grams and calories and think about like the protein or the carbs or the veggies that I'm getting throughout my day. I just want to listen to my body. So by taking Athletic Greens in the morning, it's like I know, okay, all of these important nutrients I just gave myself. And I also feel the benefits. I feel energized. I feel just better overall. And I've been in a habit of taking Athletic Greens for many months now, and so has Max. So I could not love it enough. I highly recommend it for anyone who's like concerned about the taste. It's a non-factor for me. I think the taste is pretty good. And also I recommend you do water first and then the powder and then you mix it. But please trust me, you have to try Athletic Greens. Just try it. And there's no better deal than the one I'm offering here. Athletic Greens is giving you, Real Pod listeners, a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs. So those are the things Max and I are taking to Italy. They're giving you 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/realpod. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/realpod to pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. We have to talk about the vows.
The vows, the vows, the vows.
The vows were hype.
Okay. I don't want to overstate it, but like a lot of people like said for them, like our vows was the highlight of their attending of the wedding.
The coolest part is when people would say, oh, your vows sounded like you guys.
Yeah.
So yes, they were lovey-dovey, but our personalities came out, I think, right, which was good. And I was a little nervous because I did not have anyone except for our reverend look over the vows.
Right.
I just kind of went with what was in my heart.
And neither did I. I didn't want anyone to read my vows. Our reverend, his name was Reverend Clint Huft, and he was great. And he told us, when you write your vows, you want to answer 2 questions. Why you and why now? This was also super important. He said, this exchange of your vows is for you two only. He said, forget that there's an audience. Forget that there's people listening. Like, what would you say alone in a room is what you're going to say to each other. And he said, everyone there listening should feel like they're watching a moment that they shouldn't be watching, that like they shouldn't be a part of. It's the gift that you're giving them that they get to witness this exchange. And I felt like that was
great advice.
Helpful for him to tell us. Yeah, because if you don't hear that, you're thinking, oh, well, should I make this joke because I know it'll make my high school friends laugh? Or should I make this aside to my mom or dad? And it's like, no, your vows are your time to speak to your person. And that's why I think both Max and I were like, we're not running this through with our best friends. We're not reading this to our parents. Like, it's what I want to say to you. And I know it's going to hit with you. Like, I don't want someone editing it, you know? So neither of us had anyone hear our vows before the wedding.
And Reverend Clint was perfect. Like, I know when we first started this process, we were thinking, oh, do we want to have like a close friend or family member do it? And we didn't necessarily have like that exact person in our life. And I'm so glad we went with a pro.
Me too. And his thing was like, because I was like, I'm worried that you don't really know us or our story. And he was like, everyone at the wedding is going to hear your story in the maid of honor toast, the best man toast, the toast all weekend. They all know your story. They're your friends and family. They've heard it. He said, this ceremony is about right now. And it's about you guys, you know, making this commitment to get married. So it was stunning. It was a gorgeous ceremony. And we actually have a printout copy of everything that was said. And it felt great. Okay, so Max and I at the altar, babe, holding hands, we were in a dead eye contact lock. I will say my favorite part of the wedding was being at the altar with you.
Yeah, mine was being on stage for Shout on the dance floor. That was
Max.
Hype. But no, the altar was sweet.
I was so present in that moment with you up there.
That was so cool. We were like literally staring at each other for like 25 minutes.
You guys, when we get the footage back from the videographers, I will share this to YouTube so you guys can be a part of this too.
Oh, the vows are going to make YouTube?
Yeah, is that okay with you?
Bring it on.
Max's vows were literally amazing.
Vic's were too.
It was great. So then we actually kissed. We had our first kiss. And then right away, they start playing Higher Love by Kygo. That was amazing. We wanted to just get the party started. And that was like the perfect song of like, woo, we just kissed. Walking down the aisle. Bring me a higher love. You can
picture it.
Did you
process that? Like, I didn't even process.
That it was playing?
Yeah, that it was playing.
Oh, yeah, I did. But that's because I like sent the track in and like, you know, did all that work. So I was like,
true.
I had like this other, it was weird. Like, I was enjoying the moment. And then another side of my brain was like thinking about the whole planning process of just like, oh, this is happening. Like, I remember planning this, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So then we went, we did our photos, which was great. Honestly, it's funny. We didn't have so much time for photos, but even getting a few of them back early from the photographer, once you get like one or two photos you love, I don't need like 700 photos, you know?
I was really glad with how like everything was planned and the timing of the whole weekend was great. And even like the photos was perfect, because if I'd had a first look with you, the moment of seeing you walk down the aisle wouldn't have been as special. So,
and you guys, that's personal to us. I know people do that and their aisle moment is still super special. This is just like how Max and I chose to roll. It's funny though, because my photographer said literally 2% of couples don't do first looks. So we were like, nowadays really? It is such an anomaly to not do one. Anyways, so the bridal party entrance. This, you guys, we were so excited about. And I also cannot wait to show you the footage when we get it. But Max and I wanted the entrance of our bridal parties to be super hype, like super hype. And we wanted to kind of really like pay homage to our sports careers. So we had the Bulls theme song play, Chicago Bulls theme song.
Which is a famous intro beat. Sports fans, you'll know it.
We wanted the vibe of this bridal party entrance to be like you're entering for a sports game. And we even had them announce it as our starting lineup. So it was the groom's starting lineup and the groomsmen all came out together like hyping each other up, chest pumping, like bouncing around, like skipping out. Like it was like pregame.
Like they were being announced into a basketball game.
Literally hyping up the crowd. And that's not traditional, because usually, you know, the groomsmen walk out with a bridesmaid. We had the groomsmen starting lineup. And then we did the bride starting lineup, which was my girls came out, and the groomsmen actually made like a tunnel of their hands that the girls ran through. And then we also, this was another thing. So then we wanted the Bulls theme song to play, and then we wanted them to switch it to Levels by Avicii, my favorite hype song, Max.
Legendary EDM drop.
Legendary EDM drop. And they go like, for the very first time, Mr. and Mrs. Max Brown. And then it was like,
so hype.
Yeah, we went straight into a high energy dance set. So that was something that my mom and I, and Max obviously was down for, but you know, my mom had been into a wedding that did this, and I had actually seen a wedding online that did this, where you go right into a high energy dance set when the bride and groom enter the ballroom. It set the tone. Everyone loved it. So many people were like, we love that we started with this dance set. We got everyone on the dance floor. And then right
after that. That's the big thing. Everyone was on the dance floor, though. So we get introed and we're like right at the beginning of the dance floor. And then I remember waving people onto the dance floor, like, come on, join,
right,
join.
Right,
and
right.
Then everyone got on the dance floor for two full songs.
Yeah. And then we had planned that the second song after Levels was going to be. So Levels was played on the speaker. And then the band was going to come in right after Levels with September. Because everyone's like, when you hear, do you remember? No one's leaving the dance floor. So that was so hype. And then I think the next song they played was like, was it I Got what? This Feeling? Was it that?
Yeah, I Got This Feeling,
in my
yeah.
bones. It was like that Justin Timberlake song.
We let the band choose that.
The band was insane. Like they
All
were literally
time.
Amazing. They were literally amazing. So yeah. And then honestly, I'm gonna be honest. Sorry, you guys, there's so many details, like, because this is a mini episode. We can't like stay here for too long, sadly. We're running out of time. But I'm going to go over way more details on my Instagram story when I do a Q&A soon about the hair change and the bridesmaid dresses and all that stuff. But you had name tags for months, you know, and I'm trying to take it in. And it was really a lot. And honestly, this is so weird to say, but I was able to have like more appreciation for the wedding day the day after watching all the content online. It was like I was seeing it for the first time, seeing myself smiling, seeing myself with you, being able to be like, wow, like that was me and I lived this day.
Totally.
You know?
Totally. That was the beauty of and having all the Instagram stories.
I felt so guilty that was the case. And I was relieved when I talked to my mom the next day too. And she was like, babe, I felt the same way. You know, it was like everyone's telling you, soak it in, soak it in.
That's
like,
the hardest part. Everyone's telling you, soak it in, soak it in. And it's always coming from a good spot. And it is true. But then it's like, oh, I got to be taking in every moment. And then you start like judging yourself a little bit.
Right.
Which that's what I try to keep reminding you. And I feel like so much of it's just natural. It's part of the deal.
Right. And, you know, with the drinking thing too, like I knew that I was not able to really eat. It's the weirdest feeling, you guys. I had absolutely no appetite. And it felt sick to put something down. Which
guys, couldn't even get her to eat the garlic bread roll that she was so fired up on.
I love bread. Like, and I was bummed I didn't get to eat any of the wedding food. It was just, I felt sick in my stomach. It was weird. So.
But you still had an absolute blast.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I did. I had an absolute blast. I'm just explaining, like, I have never felt so many emotions come to head at once than on my wedding. You know, it's like, if you give me 100 emotions, I bet I could break them into, if I split 100% pie chart into all these emotions. So it's like, how do you even how do you even have that, you know?
And good thing we did the sweetheart table too for that, because it was basically our time together. And we had a good chunk of time, like just us two.
It's funny you say that, because while I loved having the sweetheart table, my anxiety went away when I was up and talking to all my friends, and when I was hugging Aubrey after her speech, and when we were on the dance floor. Like, the times that I felt the anxious pit in my stomach was when we were at the sweetheart table. So it's like, I almost wonder if, because we were isolated and we got to soak it in, it was like too much for me to process, that I don't know.
That's a really
good
point.
Maybe I would have done better sitting next to Aubrey and Natalie or something like that.
I could see that. There's positives and negatives.
Yeah, yeah. It's so interesting. And literally, I'm still like processing everything, but it was amazing.
Honestly, though, at the end of the day, the wedding was absolutely perfect. Could not have drawn it up any better.
Yeah.
At all.
And as much as I want to be like, it was perfect. Like, nothing went wrong. We're so lucky. We're not so lucky. We're so Lainey. Literally.
Yeah, Lainey.
My mom did so much, thought about every single detail to make sure that this wedding was absolutely perfect. And when people are like, the flow was great. We had the dancing. The speeches didn't go on too long. All the speeches were amazing. Also, the guys, the speeches were amazing. I'll put those on YouTube as well. But like, my mom, I love my mom. She's an angel. Like, I can't even... She made sure everything was perfect. And like, when I think about how perfect the wedding day is, I feel gratitude for my mom.
Down to the umbrellas and the sun, every little detail, yeah, make sure that the guests were taken care of.
It was insane. So yeah, we're not so lucky. We are so Lainey. Oh, one thing I want to say before we get off real quick, we have like a minute left, is Max and I did not have our phones. So I gave my phone to Sabrina, who works part-time for me. She's amazing. She's my content specialist. She was posting everything for you guys so that you could be a part of the wedding day in real time. So I didn't have my phone. Max didn't have his phone. Why didn't you have your phone?
I just was told, someone like right as I was walking out the door, I was like, why do you need your phone, bro? Everyone in your life is here.
So who'd you give it to?
It was just sitting in my room, and I ended up needing my phone because I lost you for a hot sec.
No, but it's fine. It's fine. Okay, so we actually are so glad we didn't have our phones, yeah, because at the end of the night, you know, the DJ played their last song, which, by the way, shout out to the literal squad of people. Like, there was a good amount of people who were there till the DJ played his last song, and which was Latch by Disclosure, which is such a phenomenal last song. And having had our wedding, when I go to my friends' weddings, I will not leave the dance floor all night. I just know how much that means to a bride and groom now that we're the bride and groom. And like, to those people who stayed, like, it means the world. And I get it. And I know a lot of people have kids. They had to go home. They were tired. So nothing to them. I'm just saying, like, it was so special to have so many people there still. But Max and I, it was funny. I could tell Max wanted to like kind of hang out with everyone, bring everyone back. I had been thinking, you know, the night will keep going. Aubrey is literally like the queen of partying. She's like, let's go to the pool. Let's do this, whatever. But Chloe, once again, Chloe, who's like just so seasoned with all this,
was Siegel.
Like, yeah, she was like, Vic, you and Max, go to your bridal suite. It's your wedding night. Have some time together. This is your wedding night. You can hang out with your friends like any other night. You were just with us all night, right? So I was glad, and you were on board with that.
Yeah,
I was worried Max
was
going to be like bummed. You know, I was taking him away from everyone, but you were excited. And we walked up to the bridal suite, and we literally sat on the bed for probably an hour, like just talking about everything and how was the day for you and processing it. And oh, we did not have our phones. So Sabrina had mine. She gave it to Aubrey. Aubrey gave it to someone else. I had no idea where it was. Max didn't have his phone.
I was downstairs.
And honestly, I cannot recommend enough not having your phones at the end of the night on your wedding, because it's like, you know, you would be checking the text or someone's calling you, or you might want to look at the photos. We were so present. We sat there talking with each other, nothing in our hands. We went to bed. We had to call the hotel for the wake-up call because we didn't even have alarms. And then the next morning, we woke up again for 30, 45 more minutes talking about the wedding, and then showed up to brunch to see all of our friends and family. And I was just like, whatever, someone's going to bring my phone. But I thought that was something that happened accidentally that I will never forget. That was special.
It was perfect. It was perfect. And it's true. Everyone in my life that meant something to me, you know, was there. And so I didn't need my phone. It's perfect.
Yeah. Well, that is our quick little mini episode recapping the wedding for you. Like I said, so many details I wish I had time for today, but could not fit in. I will be sharing that all on Instagram. So, you know, if you guys have questions, stay tuned, send those to me. I can't wait to answer everything, explain more. But, you know, love each and every one of you for not only listening to Real Pod and, you know, following and supporting my page, but for supporting Max and I and being so happy for our wedding. All the comments. Someone on TikTok did a video crying for us watching one of our videos. Yes. So love you guys so much. Had to squeeze this in on our drive home before we go to the airport for Italy to leave for our honeymoon. And it was really special. And I could not feel luckier. or more happy, I'm going to cry. I could not feel luckier to be your wife and to be married to you.
I'm the lucky one. Get out of here.
It was such a dream.
It was a dream. Dream wedding. So lucky, so fortunate. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Mr. and Mrs. Brown, out.
Signing off.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Real Pod. If this hit home or helped you in some way, send it to a friend, a teammate, roomie. Share the love, share the realness. New episodes of Real Pod come out every single Wednesday. So make sure you are subscribed to this podcast so you never miss an episode. To leave a rating or a review of the show, head to iTunes and let me know what you think. I love hearing from you. Not to mention, you can stay connected with Real Pod throughout the week, seeing behind-the-scenes info and sneak previews of upcoming guests by following the @RealPod account on Instagram. All information about today's show and guests will be linked in the description of this episode. Thanks again for listening. I love you guys so, so much. Let's go dominate the day. And as always, keep it real.